say, when you were a boy.
The old iron rail fence.
They had those then. How were they made? Just
well, they were posts. They were just regular posts that were split, see, and they were laid crossways at an angle.
Mm-hmm. Sort of zigzagging, huh? Did they ever take...
Of course, I've seen these when I was a kid, and I've wondered how those were put together, and they were just... They wouldn't be nailed or secured to each other at all. They would just be laid across and one right on top of the other.
It's interesting the way those things will stick together.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And then they always got an offset, you know, in them mm-hmm. they go.
What else was used?
Barbed wire. And then they used hog wire, they call it.
That's the one with the mesh? When they had a barbed wire fence, what did they hook their wire to?
Posts.
And how was it attached to those?
The staples.
And were they driven in with a gun or?
No, hammer.
Just pound them in. How were the posts put in the ground?
They'd use a post hole digger and dig a hole about 2 or 2.5 feet deep. Set your post in there.
What my dad did, they'd sharpen the ends of the post.
A lot of them drove.
And then they'd drive them in. They'd have a big sledgehammer and they'd get up on something higher than that and drive them in.
Man out in the panhandle told me he used to do that. He'd stand on the wagon bed.
Yeah.
Now, that's something else I want to ask you. Is that a sledgehammer or a maul?
Well, I don't know. We always call it a sledgehammer.
Yeah, I was going to ask that too.
Usually a maul.
And usually they're made out of cast iron when they're...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see it. Time you'd lift one of those things, you could almost push the
whole thing around. Working around here, there's a lot of them that... I said something the other day about a striking hammer and a sledgehammer.
Oh, and they made a distinction, or...?
Well, your striking hammer has two flat faces on it, but your sledgehammer has a kind of a cutting edge for rock or something like that, and then a maul on the other end of it, or a hammer. But your striking hammer has just two straight faces on each end. Mm-hmm.
Do the people use rock or stone around here to edge their fields at all?
No.
They don't pile them up. They always use a barbed wire fence or
what they call a corner post, a great big old post. They usually put those at each corner.
I know in some places the farmers clear their fields and make fences or walls around their fields
with rock.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It's good steady supply, I guess. What did people use here when they milked? What did they get the milk in? What did they collect it in?
I always called it a pail.
Uh-huh. And how about wells here? What did they use when they got their water? If it was a dug well, probably.
What did you call a well bucket?
Was this metal or
galvanized?
How about the milk pail?
Well, that was galvanized.
And on the farm, the good old farmer's type garbage disposal, what did they use when they had, if they wanted to scrape food from their plates, what would they scrape it into?
Slop bucket, what we used. We took it out and fed the pigs.
Yeah. Is that what you would have called it?
Yeah.
What?
Slop bucket.
Man told me he always called it a slop can because they always used a big lard can.